ABC Radio Australia.
On Sunday, New Caledonians will vote for a second time in just 2 years on whether to remain a French territory or to become an independent state. In 2018, when they were first asked that question, New Caledonia narrowly voted to remain with France. But a lot has changed since then. So just what can we expect on Sunday? And might Kanaky New Caledonia become the world's newest country? One person who's hoping the territory will vote oui for independence is Patricia Gold. She's a pro-independence activist and politician, and she joins us now. Bonjour, Patricia.
Bonjour.
Now, Patricia, with just 4 days to the independence vote, how are you and the people of New Caledonia feeling?
Well, it's really strange of feeling. It's very peaceful, though. Ending of coming to Sunday. We're really looking forward to.
Yeah, and as an activist and pro-independence politician, you've really dedicated your life to this question of independence in New Caledonia. So why do people like you want independence so much?
Because it's not a question of financial matters. It's really a question of dignity. One cannot put to bed a feeling of freedom. It's really important for us as Kanak and Caledonians to be able to decide for ourselves. That's where the fight is now. It's to be able to decide what you want for your kids and what you want for your future.
I know that you said that it's not a financial matter, but France does provide a significant amount of money to New Caledonia, about 15% of its GDP. Are people worried what independence might mean for New Caledonia's economy, especially now during the COVID-19 pandemic, where economies have been affected so much by, you know, things like loss of tourism and loss of jobs?
Yeah, but it's not just a challenge for New Caledonia. It's really a challenge, especially with the pandemic. It's a challenge for all the countries in the world. We're not talking about, when I am saying it's not a financial matters, I'm not saying it's not an issue. I'm saying it's really important for us to be able to stand on our feet. But when I'm saying that, I'm looking on my shoulder and I'm saying that it's been a fight. We're talking about two accords. We're talking about the fact that the capacity of the Kanak to change things. We're talking about a territory that is having a tremendous, a tremendous wealth with his environment. We're talking about nickel here. We're talking about our biodiversity. We're talking about the wealth in the sea. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about just money. We're not just talking about investment. We're talking about the gain of sovereignty, of the capability or the ability of what you want for you yourself, and looking at your own interest.
That's what
I'm talking about.
Yeah, and so that independence will allow you guys to make your own decisions about the economy and how you use your resources to your own benefit. Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to pro-independence activist and politician Patricia Goa, talking ahead of New Caledonia's independence referendum this weekend. Now, Patricia, it is the second vote in 2 years, and last time New Caledonia voted to stay with France, will things be different this time around? Do you feel that there is more of a surge for a yes vote?
Of course I will say that. But what is really important to understand, it's vote or the way we vote in New Caledonia is not compulsory. What does it mean? It means that we have to look for the one. We have to go and seek for the one who didn't bother come to vote last time. And that's more than 33,000 people. That's where the difference is going to be made.
And are more people looking likely that they will come out and vote in this referendum?
If I'm looking at what happened in a long-term process, we are now in charge of two provincial assemblies out of three. If I'm looking at the 2018 provincial vote, the FLNKS and other independence movements are now more than 28 members in the Congress of Kanaki, where we were only 11 a few years ago. So things have changed. And what I wanted to say, it's not really a fight for being having a number of the ballot box. It's really being able to understand that it's a process for full sovereignty. And if the whole people are not agree with, we cannot go any further. It's really important that people talk to each other. And that's the whole thing or the whole fight for this country. It's the ability of the Caledonian people to go together in the process.
And that's the thing. These referendums really are a national conversation where people do talk about issues that they might not have had those conversations about had they not had these kind of triggers that referendums pose. But what could a vote for independence mean for the wider Pacific region? Do you see it having an impact on your neighbours in Vanuatu or even here in Australia if New Caledonia decides to become its own country?
I will not be pretentious in being able to talk about my neighbors, being able to put words in their mouth. But one has to understand that what is important for us is really how we look at us as people deciding what is good for them, people deciding what is good for their future and their children's future. And Kanaki cannot be fully free if in the Pacific region there are still people willing for their freedom. It's really important to talk about the relation in the Pacific as we may talk about as a region, as part of the world, because one has to be sensibilized on what one decision can affect other people. It's really important to understand that.
Yeah.
That we're talking about a region, we're talking about histories, we're talking about bounds. We're not talking about people that stay on their island and have no relation with others. We're talking about one people,
And
one region.
Yeah, and that one people, that message of unity has been very strong throughout the campaigning for independence. Finally, Patricia, I know that you are a pro-independence activist, so you're probably hoping that the whole country votes we or at least gets the majority. But when it comes to your predictions of for Sunday, what do you believe will happen? What do you feel in your gut?
I really do believe that now, more than just a yes and a no, it's the ability of my people and the Caledonian people to overcome all the things, to be able to put solutions on the path and to be able to talk to each other. That's what is really important. That we're not talking about other people's interest. We are talking about on our own interest. And we really, because we're talking about people that have been crying together, that have been going through a lot of sufferings, we're not talking about different people. We're talking about our people who might have white histories, Walisian histories, Polynesian histories, Vietnamese histories, Chinese histories, but still, we're all of us are living on this land, and we are building our future as a nation, and that's what is important.